Hi guys, welcome back to True North. My name is Angel, and today I am with a very good friend of mine, Amber. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, thank you for agreeing to come on. So yeah, I already pretty much gave you the backstory on the podcast. How are you feeling today?
I feel great. I cannot complain. I mean, it's kind of dreary outside, but I ain't mad about it. I'm still good.
Yeah, so you are a first mom. You just had your first Mother's Day. How are you feeling about that?
I did. It was super duper sweet. I don't know. I've been dreaming of becoming a mother for a very, very long time. Like, as long as I can remember. At least from the age of 4. So now to finally be here, it's still surreal. It's like, oh, that's my baby.
Okay. Yeah, he's so adorable. Looks just like you.
Thank you.
I see you so much, and I was like, oh.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Yeah, adorable kid.
Thank you.
It made, like watching you, like, grow in your belief in God and just staying strong. That's always one thing I've always admired about you, was how strong you are in your faith. Uh-huh. And, like, no matter what, like, you will always stand on your belief. Like, just no matter what.
All glory to God, Angel. It's only because of him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. And it's funny because when I found out that you were getting married, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was, like, genuinely so happy about you. My mom was, too. She was like, she's finally getting married. Because she was actually the one that told me you were getting married.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
And then found out you were pregnant. I'm like, yay. Love that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was very excited for you to watch you grow into this new chapter in your life.
Yeah, it definitely didn't come all of a sudden. Obviously, you know, you've been walking with me through it.
Yeah.
But it's just been amazing to see the Lord's faithfulness, and I literally am able to live each day and reflect like, wow, I'm really living out what I prayed for.
Yeah.
And so it's now like, okay, well, what's next, Lord? And just, I don't know, being led by him in everything, knowing that the pinnacle of my life is not marriage. The pinnacle of my life is not motherhood, but rather just being this disciple and vessel for Christ and his sake.
Yeah, 100%. And like watching you grow, like, because... You're part of the family now. Like, my mom, like, my entire, like, my mom, she loves y'all family.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are family does.
We love
and,
that.
Like, just watching you, like, watching your journey from when I first met you to now, like, your mom, your wife, you know, like, just watching you go through all of these amazing things.
Yeah.
Is just, it's mind-blowing to me to be able to watch you be led by God and, you know, have all of these amazing things happen in your life. So it's really amazing to watch.
Oh, glory to him. it feels nice to hear this from you because, you know, there's only so much I can see going through it, which is the majority of it. But hearing other people's perspective as they watch me progress is very nice to hear.
Yeah. And, I've seen you grow in, like, so many different ways. Like, just with your music. Well, are you even still singing?
So, funny story. During my third trimester, my voice kind of, like, gave out.
Oh,
so,
wow.
The Lord convicted me recently, like, this don't mean stop praising me. Which I haven't, but I'll be going as ham as I used to go. And you might be able to hear it even in my speaking voice. Like, there was a time where it was super duper raspy. But... it's coming back slowly but surely. I was serving as the worship director with our church.
Okay.
So that was nice. But yes, I still sing. I sing to my baby. I sing to the Lord. Yeah.
At least you're still doing that. So.
Yeah.
So your husband, he has his own church, right? Or
no. So you might have thought that because that's what, like, my parents are speaking over him, and everybody sees it, except, you know, the Lord hasn't released that information to him yet.
Yeah.
But no, he's in medical school.
Oh.
So, yeah, girl.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah.
Because I know that's got to be hard.
Yeah, especially having a family and then me as a wife. That's its own feat in and of itself. Yeah. So we're really blessed to have one another.
Yeah, I bet. Like, just watching y'all grow together. Like, just as one.
Yeah.
Like, not just individually. Like, y'all are growing as one.
Yeah.
Like, and just working on yourselves, like, and y'all relationship with God and just with each other. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Like, that's, I love that.
Thank you.
And when I actually first started the podcast, like, when I first had the idea of starting it, I'm like, I've got to get Amber on this. Like, you were the first person that popped in my mind to come onto the podcast. I'm like, I got to get her on this so she can just share her story and her journey of, you know, just walking in her faith and just constantly staying strong in it.
Yeah, well, I'm so honored. So,
like, yeah. And your parents too. Uh-huh. That's why I was, like, really excited to get them on as well. I'm like, these are, like, y'all are, like, an amazing family. Uh-huh. Like, an amazing family. Oh, and I love y'all.
We love you. We love you.
Yeah, and I was talking to, no, I wasn't. My mom, she was talking to Omar the other day.
Okay.
And he asked about y'all.
Aw.
Because they're all him, Ali, and their Julian and one of the other friends are in Florida.
Okay.
So they've been down there.
I think Michigan. That's wrong. No.
They were in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
That's Omar was with his dad before he passed, and then they moved to Florida and then started the Airbnb stuff out there.
Okay, cool. Yes, I did hear about that.
That's awesome. So they're doing that down there now, which is, I think, is going good from what I've been hearing. I don't know. So, so they've been doing good with that.
Awesome.
So. Hopefully it continues to go good. I don't know, you know. but yeah, my mom is like so on them about it. It's like, y'all need to go to school. Mm-hmm. Like, mom, they'll figure it out. Just, you got to let them do what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very wise coming from you.
Yeah. Like, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Alicia asked about y'all too, my sister Alicia. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She just, well, not just had her second baby, but she got a little girl now.
Wow.
Looks just like her.
Does she?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm like, oh, not everybody out here having babies now. And she asked me, like, when are you having a baby? Not anytime soon.
Amen.
Not anytime soon. Like, that is not in the cards for me right now.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, maybe. Mm-hmm. Just definitely not right now.
That's fair. No rush. There's no rush whatsoever.
Not at all.
The timing of the Lord, my husband and I would say, while we were recording, due time, proper time, perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, now, so now that you're in this space in your life, like, in motherhood and just being a wife and just being a devoted servant of God, how was that, you know, whole process from where you were to where you are now? Like, do you see a change in yourself, like, spiritually, emotionally?
Oh, most definitely. So, backstory is through, oh Lord, what age was I when I got married? 23, because it was our Jordan year. So, I was 23 years old, but for 23 years of my life, I had been single, never dated, never did that whole thing. And my husband was my first boyfriend, because I pledged to the Lord, Father, as I'm obedient to you, I want my first boyfriend to be my only one. And I was really believing the Lord for that as I remained faithful and just sought after his guidance. And so it's funny because Malachi has the same testimony. I'm his first girlfriend. And so that's just how we lived out our lives during our singlehood. And so I could talk about singleness all day long because I've only been married for 3 years, but I've been single much longer.
Yeah.
And so I feel more equipped to talk about that season of my life as opposed to marriage. But in transitioning into married life, I could definitely say that I have seen many changes in myself and learned so many different things in that, like, oh my gosh, I'm selfish. What? Like, I've always been such a great friend to other people. Like, what do you mean? I think about myself a lot. And so when you have somebody that's constantly serving as essentially a mirror to you, you will see yourself and be like, oh my, like, I did not know this was in me. You know, like, when you're single, you can walk away and you're not with somebody constantly all the time. And so I came to terms with that. I feel like that was, like, the major eye-opening thing of, like, realizing that, I don't know, like, I just thought I was more selfless, and I went into marriage thinking I was going to be this perfect wife, which obviously not perfect, but nearly, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always the expectation I would have of myself. My flesh yields itself to perfectionism, which is not of God, because we know that only the Lord is perfect and complete and whole. And so for me to have that expectation on myself is doing myself a disservice. And also just, I'm lying, right? It's nearly sinful if I don't recognize my own humanity and the likeness that the Lord has made me. And so I say all that to say, I'm not perfect. I was not the perfect wife. And just really this steep learning curve of what it looks like to be in this intimate relationship with someone, having never been in a relationship before. So it was like a really steep learning curve for us. And so I'm very grateful for this transition. I feel like now, like, we pretty much know each other. But it's wild because we were literally talking about this the other day, that we will never, like, know each other as much as the Lord knows us.
Yeah.
And so having this relationship that's centered on Him, and that's why our singlehood was so pivotal when it's just really us and the Lord. And so now walking into marriage, having us, the two twin flesh, becoming one with Christ at the center is so crucial. And quite honestly, I don't know how other people do it without Him.
Yeah.
At the center of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, and like, you learn a lot about each other.
Yeah.
And about yourself. Mm-hmm. And like you will continue to learn not only just about each other, but continue to learn within yourself. Mm-hmm. And just continue to stay grounded.
Yeah.
On your faith in God. It's like, no matter what, it's like, I look at my sisters and my brother, because they all have kids. Mm-hmm. They all have two kids. And, like, just watching them from, you know, where I'm at now, it's like, all of y'all are unmarried. Mm-hmm. Y'all have two kids. Yeah. Like, I love y'all to death, but, like,
right.
Y'all, like, they were young when they had kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all, like, in their early 20s when they had their first kid. It's like, come on now. Mm-hmm. Like, I love y'all, but y'all, like, we were always raised in the church.
Yeah.
Especially me and Alicia. Because, you know, we went through foster care together,
right.
Always raised in the church. No matter what house we're in, we're always in the church. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not, like, going to fuss at her. I'm not going to fight with her. Like, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to let you walk in your, whatever this is right now.
Yeah.
Because you'll, at some point, figure out, you know, you got to go back to God at some point.
Yeah, that's really good, man. Hearing you say that is just very reminiscent of my own thoughts watching my friends and even some family members. I'm like, what in the world are you doing? Like, we learned what was right, you know? First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the baby in the baby carriage. And this is not to shame or to fault. I know people have significant life situations that just certain things be happening.
Yeah.
And you got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And keep it moving. And the Lord can and will be glorified even in the midst of our shortcomings. So I totally get what you're saying. I just knew for myself I needed to be different, right? I didn't. Yeah. I saw how every single relationship, even in high school, it either ended up in marriage or there were breakups.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally it. And more often than not, it was the breaking up.
Yeah.
And so I knew that I didn't want to be, I don't know, just making those decisions so early in my life, but rather just keeping the Lord at the forefront.
Yeah, and, you know, Alicia is the perfect example for this. I don't mean to throw her under the bus, but, because her and her boyfriend, they met in high school. Mm-hmm. They were really young when they first met. And then just straight out of high school, you know, she had her son. Now she had her daughter last year in July. She'll be one in July. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, all of my siblings, they had their first kid straight out of high school. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one of my friends, she just had her baby. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So I also double as a labor and delivery nurse. And so there was a time in which I would get so upset at seeing, like, okay, backstory. I've always loved labor. I've always loved delivery. There was a show called A Baby Story on TLC, and I would be watching it with my mother, like, from the age of 4 or 5 and up. And in those shows, it was always a married couple, right? There was no teen mom show that I had, that didn't exist at the time. And so that's what I thought I was going to see all the time, being a labor and delivery nurse. And it was a rude awakening to see, like, these situations where maybe the father of the baby isn't in the picture. Maybe he is, and he's doing X, Y, Z. And, oh, you're in high school, sweetheart? Oh, you had to stop your college classes. And for me, it would be difficult to do my job because I'm like, well, Lord, I want these people to be married, or this baby is coming into this world, and it would grieve my heart. Baby is coming into this world, and I know the joy and the blessing that it is to have a two-parent household, but their parents don't look like they're finna stay together.
Yeah.
And so the Lord would actually have me pray for these children and praying for their upbringing and praying for their parents. But I realized that there was some bitterness in my own heart. And it was only until Malachi, my husband, had let me know, because I told him, like, this is grieving me. Like, it's even difficult to even say congratulations sometimes. And he reminded me of the fact that they chose life in a world that is so quick to be like, go ahead and abort that baby and essentially murder that child. And so we honor what the Lord has done, because it's true what his word says, that children are a blessing and they are a gift from God. And so despite the order in which people decide to live out their lives, because for the record, y'all, sex makes babies. That's what it does. That's what happens when you engage in that. And the safest sex that you can have if you don't want to have a baby is no sex. It ain't latex. It's none. Don't have none. Nevertheless, I digress. But I now have this perspective of, okay, even if this is not God's perfect design of getting married and engaging in this activity that is honestly glorifying him and having these babies that are fruits of this marriage, even if somebody doesn't choose that route, I can still pray for this child. I can still pray for the parents of this child, and trust and believe that God is going to be glorified through and through. And you even see biblically stories of, maybe it wasn't the best situation, but these children are born and the name of the Lord will be praised. And so even in, we have family members as well who maybe did not do the path that is less, the road less traveled, but you see these situations and people are able to come to the Lord and heaven rejoices.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, always tell Alicia, it's like, you should bring the kids to church. Cause like, she'll come every now and again when she's not working. I'm like, you should bring the kids with you one time. It's like, oh, I'm gonna do it. Never brings them. I'm like, I'm gonna just pray for you.
Yeah.
That's all I can do. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna do what you wanna do. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna just pray for you. So that's all I can do for you right now. Cause clearly you in tunnel vision right now, so I'm gonna just pray for you.
Yeah.
So that's.
And I think sometimes people put prayer as a last resort. And I'll speak for myself. I know I have, like, well, all I can do now is pray. But that should be my first response in all things. And my auntie I was speaking to, who I consider a mentor, she had told me, in everything, allow your response to be worship.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so, so good. But the fact that that is what we're called to, that is my purpose in this life, is to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
I think it's very easy to say, like, to just put prayer as, like, last-ditch effort, when really that needs to be the first thing that we do. And it's the best thing that we can do. Best thing. It's better than any conversation that we could have. Like, you just be praying and interceding for folks. Girl, God will do it.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to... sit here and fuss at you and fight with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that because at the end of the day, you're grown. Yeah. You can do what you want to do. I'm not going to treat you like you're a little kid. No, yeah. You're grown. You can do what you want.
There you go.
So I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to keep talking to you about the same thing over and over again when you're clearly not hearing what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. you just want to hear what you want to hear. So mm-hmm. I'm going to just keep praying for you. Like, that's all I'm going to do. Like, if you want to sit down and have a conversation at some point, that's fine. We can sit down and have a conversation, but
yeah.
I'm not going to fight with you. That's what I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... No, we're both way too grown to be sitting here arguing, like, about mm-hmm. some petty stuff. No,
yeah.
I'm not doing that.
There you go.
It's like, I'm a believe in what I believe. Like, all of my siblings know, like, I'm very strong in a God. Like, I have a very strong relationship with God. All of my siblings know that. They know not to argue with me either. It's like, I'm not arguing with you. I'm going to pray for you.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's like, don't even come to me with an attitude. Because, like, I'm not going to talk to you when you have an attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, come, please come to me cool, calm, and collected so we can actually have an adult conversation. Like adults. Like, I'm not going to sit here and bicker and fight over yeah. something that's completely irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're going through something, God put you through that for a reason. So what do you want me to do about it? I'm not God. Go to God and pray about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'll pray for you. But at the end of the day, you need to pray over yourself mm-hmm. and your own family. Mm-hmm. Like, I can only do so much with prayer.
Yeah.
But it's really between you and God.
Yeah. You're reminding me of a text, actually. In Galatians, I believe it's either chapter 5 or 6. And it references the fact that we are to bear one another's burdens. But it goes on to say... but each person got to bury his own. Essentially, that's the Amber version, but let me go to it real quick. Dun, dun, dun. All right, yeah, fruit of the Spirit is Galatians 5. It must be 6, right? Oh, Lord. Okay. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. So it's like, I had to reconcile the fact that when people are going through things or making decisions that really just impact their own life, I can do my best to help them and bear their burden. But I got to take that to the Lord. That's not just meant to be on my back
yeah.
for the sake of that other person, especially in circumstances where they're really unbothered by it.
Yeah.
And they have all this stuff and you see it and you're like, oh, let me help so-and-so up. Help them out. I got to... You know, take these burdens for them. And they're not even worried about them.
Yeah.
And so I would end up exhausting myself, exhausting my own energy, exhausting my own resources for the sake of people who don't even realize they got burdens to begin with. And they're actually quite comfortable.
Yeah.
And so I do better to just pray for them and intercede on their behalf than I would to pick all this stuff up. Because at the end of the day, everyone is to bear their own load, carry their own load, essentially. There's only so much I can do.
Yeah. It's like, at the end of the day, that's between you and God. Like, you know, like, I'm gonna do my best to pray for you. Like, I'm gonna do my best to do what I can do for you. Mm-hmm. But I can't do everything, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, what you expect me to do, but I'm not God, so mm-hmm. go to Him, pray. Like, I'm going to pray for you. I will always pray for you, but that's the conversation between you and God. Mm-hmm. That you got to sit down and have for yourself. Mm-hmm. And, like, because my brother, he's good for that. It's like, oh, can you pray for me? How? I've been praying for you this whole time. Mm-hmm. But you need to sit down with God yourself and pray and talk to Him and understand Him.
Yeah.
You know, like, because that's something that, you know, I'm not going to be able to fix all of your problems by praying for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do the best I can. But at the end of the day, like, that's between you and God. Because he had lost one of his eyes when we were kids, and he's supposed to be getting a new eye. I was like, oh, can you pray for me? Sir, I've been praying for you for years, okay? Since you lost your eye, even before then. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna always do that. You're my brother, and I love you, but you need to sit down with your Bible and pray.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. I just reflect on actually this devotional that I was reading today with my grandmother. And she called it the pineapple principle. And essentially, she was saying how she loves fresh pineapple, but she would often settle for the canned fruit because she ain't know how to cut it. And that's very real, because I ain't gonna lie, I had to look up a YouTube video to learn how to cut pineapple. But it's totally different. Like, the taste of a fresh pineapple versus canned is unmatched. Like, it's ridiculous how much better it tastes when it's fresh. And so one time she went over to her girlfriend's house, and she was like, oh, little girl, you want a snack? And she was like, yeah. And she watched her cut this pineapple. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, this is not even that hard. All you do is cut off the top, cut off the bottom, and then you're coring it and cutting the slices into little bite-sized pieces. And she reflected, and she was like, well, I could have been doing this instead of settling, you know, wetting my palate with this canned pineapple that's basically, when I eat it, is telling me there's better.
Yeah.
Like, this is cool, but there's definitely better. And she said that, and she related it to the Word of God, and how so often we'll read devotionals or just read these books about people who have already parsed through His Word, as opposed to eating it for ourselves, because it can become daunting and, you know, it's a large book. There's words that some people may not understand, and it's difficult to digest, but the Holy Spirit will help us. And so I say that to say, in relation to hearing people asking for prayer and not really being as inclined to do it themselves, I think you're giving very wise advice of, I have been praying for you, but you need to go to the Lord for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I can't play Savior for anybody. And we might be doing people a disservice, in fact, when we are essentially packaging something as this real pineapple, when really, nah, that's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
You know? But people take comfort in it. Might be a thing that's checked off of their list. And I've been prone to it as well when I read devotionals. And recently the Lord convicted me, like, you need to sit down with the sweetness of just my word. Just my word. Not man's word, just my word.
Yeah.
And so even in prayer, it's beautiful when people are able to pray with you, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, that's a conversation you got to have about yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, it's only so much I can do.
The word says that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And I think if there's anything that is lacking in modern day Christianity, it's this fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
This reverential fear of the Lord that we are called to have. And we treat God as such this casual commodity, if you will, when He's so much more than that. He's literally everything. But especially Western Christians in America. Yeah.
And it's like watching the world evolve to just darkness and chaos. And, like, just all this unnecessary violence going on. It's like, why are we doing this?
Because we're human.
Like, there is no need for us to be killing each other, shaming each other. It's like, we are all God's people at the end of the day. He's going to love us regardless. Like, doesn't matter what you look like, how you sound. Like, it doesn't matter. He's going to love you regardless.
Yeah. I guess what we're just seeing is the effects of having a godless people, and this is what happens. This is humanity.
Those there's a guy in Atlanta, I think he was either a Marine or in the Navy, but he got shot up by the police. Like, that is so sad. Like, it's such a sad world. No, it's like, okay, come on now. Y'all are going to have to realize that at some point, we're not each other's enemy. Like, there is no reason for us to be fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Like, there is no reason at all. It's like, at the end of the day, we all have a common enemy, and that is the devil himself. Mm-hmm. Like, we're God's people, you know? Like, there is no reason for you to, it's like, oh, this person is this and this, they deserve to die. Okay, yes, they did do that. They need to repent to God for what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's not something for like me or you to judge someone for, you know. Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna judge you, I'm not gonna spite you, I'm not gonna shame you. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. between you and God.
Lots of heavy stuff going on in the world, and I feel like a lot of it is just distractions from essentially what you're saying, that the real true enemy is the devil. So whether it's disunity or just using our differences against us, it's sad to see, but when you know him being the Lord, and when you pray for your vision to look like, Lord, I want to see what you see. I want my heart to feel what your heart feels. It's an entirely different perspective that you'll have.
Yeah. So you will essentially see the world in a different lens.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like putting on sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Like you see the world completely differently now. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is what the world looks like? Okay.
Yeah. There's a scripture, I believe it's in one of the Corinthians, that says, fix your eyes on those things which are unseen and not the seen things, for the unseen things are eternal, whereas seen things are temporary. And so when we really have this mindset of, okay, I want to see the things that I really can't see, or set my sights, Lord, on those things that which reflect your kingdom, and bring to light anything that doesn't, and having this spiritual vision, it's life changing. It's game changing. It is game changing. And then you'll realize, like, oh, I ain't meant to wrestle against flesh and blood. This is a principality. This is a force of darkness to be reckoned with in the spiritual realm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if you remember my sister Leah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like, because she had leukemia, went into remission right before she was supposed to have a stem cell transplant. Mm-hmm. And, like, the effects now from that, like, her back is completely shot up now. Mm. From, like, and I'm pretty sure it's, like, not even from the leukemia now. Because, like, her oncologist's like, oh, you're having this problem because of leukemia. It's not because of the leukemia. Mm-hmm. She's been in remission for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for 3 years, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's not from the leukemia. Mm-hmm. It's like, she was supposed to have surgery. Doctors didn't even put in the order for her to have a biopsy. I'm like, girl, I'm going to pray for you. Because you, like, she's in constant pain all the time. It's like, I'm going to pray for you. But, I've been praying for her. But I'm like, you gotta have a conversation with God. Because that's the only way you're going to get any kind of relief.
Yeah.
It's just to sit down and pray. It's like, girl, I love you. But you gotta pray with God yourself. That's a you and him conversation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's like, I love her to death, but it's like, girl, sit down and talk to God for, like, a good minute. Like, sit down. Because mm-hmm. you're going through it. Like, I, like, just watching her, like, be in pain all the time. Like, she literally can't even work because she's in so much pain all the time. Like, girl, it's like, I love you, but pray.
Yeah.
Pray. It's the only way you're going to get any relief. And any answers, like real answers that you want.
Yeah, that's so good. I agree.
It's like, my mom too, like she, every time we turn around, she's like got a sinus infection. She always sick, in pain. Mm-hmm. It's like, y'all gotta sit down and have a conversation with God. Like, I love y'all, but I'm going to continue to pray for y'all, but that's a you and God conversation. Mm-hmm. I forgot this. I didn't turn this one off.
No worries. Make sure I'm good.
Okay. Here we go. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna continue to pray for y'all. I'm going to pray for my whole family. But, like, that's a conversation that y'all and God got to have. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what you're going through, where you at in your life, you gotta pray. Mm-hmm. You gotta pray. Like, because now, because, like, I've had to pray over myself Because, like, I first had the idea of with the podcast, like, when I was, before I even graduated, because I graduated in 22. I'm like, and I sat down, I'm like, okay. I sat there and I prayed about it. I'm like, okay, is this something you want to happen now? Or is it something you want to be sat on and come back later to? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to sit on this. And this is something that's not meant to be happening right now. I'm not in the right season to even be doing this in my life right now. So we're going to just put it in a nice little box and put it aside. And then I think I had a, no, I actually had a dream about it, coming back to it recently. I'm like, okay, that's God. And because when I first had the idea, I didn't have a name for it, nothing. And then I had a dream about a compass. I'm like, that's what we're doing with the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we came up with the idea of True North and, you know, the, like, everything with the podcast. I'm like, okay, we're going with this now. We're in the right season. We're in the right headspace to start it.
Yeah.
It's like, everything comes in due time. Mm-hmm. Like, everything will happen when it's meant to happen. Don't force it to happen. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and force something to happen when I'm not in the right season for it to happen. Like, you know, you got to be in the right headspace in the right season for something to fall into place. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's this, the podcast is finally falling into place because I'm in the right season for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Like, I'm a listen to what you're telling me, and I'm a walk with you.
Yeah, that's good. What you just said is reminding me of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, where it says, don't get weary in well-doing, for at the proper time you'll reap a harvest if you faint not. And so that's essentially what you're doing. You're not giving up, not losing heart, not getting faint, but rather, I encourage you to keep pressing toward the mark of the higher calling that's found in Christ Jesus. And it's beautiful that you can even recognize the importance of seasons, even so early on.
Yeah, because, like, I'm going to be 21 in June. Mm-hmm. It was like, because I was actually having a conversation with one of my managers, and she was like, how are you so strong in your belief at such a young age? Because I found God at an even younger age. That's, like, my grandmother literally brought me to church, like, as a, like, 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
And I've been in the church for my entire life. Like, that's the only reason I am so strong in my faith, was because of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And when she passed, you know, like, it hurt, but I knew she was in a better place. And she was sitting with God. You know, because, like, that's the only reason, like, I'm so strong in my faith and my belief. And, you know, knowing, you know, it's like, okay, this isn't the season for this. So we're not going to start this right now. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to press it. I'm going to leave it where it's at and then come back to it when I'm in the right season for it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay. And when my sister, I had a younger sister, Aaliyah. She passed away, and when she passed, you know, it hurt, but she is with God now. Not going to push it, not going to press it. She's in a better place. You know, I'm just going to leave it alone, you know, because, like, when God calls you to be with him, you're in a better place, you know? Like, you're doing, like, you're not here. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to stress out, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, rent, you know? Like, finding a job, getting laid off. I was like, oh, how much are you going to get paid? You don't have to worry about that. You know, you're living eternal life with God.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to, you don't have to worry about getting sick, death, you know?
Nope.
Okay. That's one thing that I've always believed in, like, my faith in God. Like, I've always known that when people go to be with the Lord, they're in a better place now. Like, and I don't have to, like, yes, I'll get sad about it. Mm-hmm. But I always come back to the realization, like, they're fine. Like, I will see them again.
Yeah, that's good.
At some point. It's not going to be right now, but at some point I'm going to see them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This was great.
I agree. I've enjoyed it.
I did too. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Just to any listener, keep pursuing the things of the Lord. One of my favorite phrases that my friend Patrice has coined is to honor progression, right? And just like Galatians 6:9 that I quoted earlier, just don't get weary. Don't get weary. Even if it's half a step forward, you honor that progression of half a step. And the Lord will surely strengthen you and see you through.
Of course, I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. I love you.
And I loved learning from you. That's also one thing that I wanted to do with this podcast was learning.
Yeah.
Like, from all of my guests, like, you know, with their story, with their walk of faith, just learning. Mm-hmm. And I learned, and I'm happy I did. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Of course.
Love you.
Love you too.
Yeah. That's it, you guys.